Marijuana is illegal in Texas, of course, like most other states. Opponents of legalization say that marijuana use leads to more use of other drugs and can particularly impair development in young people. But for some, it's an attraction that is now within reach. Like Clayton, a longtime Austin resident who says he'll visit Colorado or Washington soon to experience legal pot consumption.
There's a certain allure of something that I can't do here in Texas, but would like to go enjoy in another state.
Clayton, who declined to share his last name, says the war on drugs has failed and it's better to legalize marijuana and tax it than to try to ban it. On the edge of the UT Austin campus, there's a head shop packed full of pipes and smoking accessories. Just outside, a student named Andrew says he thinks pot should be legal, but he doesn't think that will ever happen in Texas.
I think at the end of the day, there's no real harm to other people. So, you know, people should be have the right and the freedom to do whatever they want.
State Representative Elliot Neistat has introduced a medical marijuana bill in each of the last three legislative sessions, but each has gone nowhere. Neistat's hopeful that laws in nearby states may finally get legal pot on the agenda here.
I think as members of the Texas legislature see that other states are moving even further than what I'm proposing, that it increases the odds that we might get a hearing and get a positive result.
Some have suggested that legalizing pot could undermine powerful Mexican drug cartels by flooding the U.S. market with legally grown marijuana. Fred Burton is a former U.S. intelligence officer who now researches and writes for an Austin company called Stratfor. He says that won't happen because any business cartels lose from pot sales will be made up somewhere else.
The cartels are engaged in so much criminal enterprise, from the trafficking of heroin and methamphetamine to stolen vehicles and contraband, to the point that two states changing a local law is really not going to have an impact on the Mexican cartel's business model.
Marijuana possession remains illegal under federal law, and analysts are already asking whether the Washington or Colorado laws would stand up to a challenge from the federal government. Mark Dewey, KUT News.